Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy Podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And this is actually a three-part series. This is the final part. I can't talk right now. This is going to be the part that's going to talk about the last stage of the question we just talked about. And this one has to do with your kid giving up. So Jason, why don't you tell them what the last question was and how we're doing a part two to the last question, but it's a three-part series.
Yeah. So the original question was, how do you talk to your kid when they complain about playing time in sports, but you can see they aren't as practiced or ready as the kids in the game? And then as we went through that conversation, it came to this point where it was like, well, what happens if they want to quit after you've had that conversation? What happens when your kid's ready to quit sports? They've been working so hard and now they're not playing.
They're like, you made a good point, Dad. I do suck. Okay, I'm going to quit. You're like, no, that's not what I meant.
I'm out of here.
Like, we needed this the whole time.
Yeah, you got to do more of those drops, Jason.
Okay. Yes. Man. Well, next time.
Right. So this is the part two to that question. So it revolves around, how do you get your kid to not quit when things get difficult? Now, this question is going to be around sports, but I'm sure the information we'll be given could be relevant to anything besides sports. Because let's face it, sometimes our kids want to quit. Sometimes we want to quit when they want to quit.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're like, we're tired of driving you there and paying for it anyways. Yeah, let's all quit together. But we know, as good, upstanding parents, we got to stay in the fight. We got to let them know, not only should they not quit, but if they choose to stop doing something, that's different than quitting. Quitting is like, you don't really even get enough momentum going. You're like, okay, I'm out, I quit. When someone, like, they get to a point in their career, they've been doing something for a long time, they choose to not do it anymore, that's a choice versus quitting, because they've had enough experience to know if they're good at it, you know, if they're passionate about it or not. So this is for those kids that they're not getting enough playing time. They're not getting what they want from practice, from the coach. And then they vent to you, and then you tell them, hey, you know, listen, just, you know, everything like we talked about last podcast, you know, whatever their issues, whatever their blind spots are. And they may just say, well, you know, that sounds like too much hard work to become a starter on the football, basketball team, soccer teams, swim club, no matter what it is. Sounds like that's too much hard work. So yeah, I guess I'll just quit because I don't have a chance anyways. How does it make you guys as parents feel? Let's just talk about the reality of it. When you hear your kid just be down, and even though you got younger kids, Kenneth, I know you've had this experience, when you could tell they're like, fine, I'm just going to quit. They just want to give up. And they have that look that we've seen in ourselves 100 times where we're like, this sucks. It's not going nowhere. I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. Why keep on trying when my end result at best will be, I might be average or decent? That's usually hard to encourage someone to work really hard, spend a lot of time and effort outside in the heat, doing hard sports practices just for a maybe. So what's it like for you guys when you see your kids disappointed and down and want to quit? Let's start with the emotion first.
Bless you.
I know.
So Jason, what's it like for you when you have your kids just getting down on themselves, want to give up, and they even threaten to give up and even try to give up?
I'd say it probably cuts real deep, because I've had the same feelings, you know, where I'm like, man, I know how they feel. Like, I mean, I could even liken it to asking the girl out that would never say yes, you know, like it cuts real hard. And so, like, or the times when I knew I was not the best one on the team, yeah, I was not going to get to have any more playing time. And I remember statements versus questions came into play for me when I was ready to quit different things throughout my life. And rather than my parents grill me and interview me of all the things I hadn't done well, like, did you practice enough? And did you eat enough to gain the weight you needed to, you know, be bigger than the guy that took your place? Like, they would just have a statement like, you've worked so hard, you've come so far, Mm-hmm. I would recommend you sleep on it. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it tomorrow. And that's really helped me with my own children and even with the things where in my business or my life, I've been ready to throw in the towel. I'm like, I can't just ask myself all the what ifs and the questions that could drive me bonkers or somebody else. I have to go to that place of saying, okay, what does this mean to me? You know, and it means something, and this is what it is. And so I state it. And obviously emotionally, those are tough times to go through. What do you think, K. Scott?
Well, I want to say something real quick, Jason, is that you can't, and that's the thing, is that you can't make those decisions when our emotions are at a high peak.
That's
there's
true.
Something about emotions that make us feel everything needs to just be determined all at once. Like I got 50 choices, 50 things I got to figure out. Mm-hmm. And if I can't figure out all 50 immediately now at this moment, that somehow means I need to just let it all go and quit.
Right. And, you know, I kind of liken it to, you know, how when you got an air balloon and you're like blowing it up. It's kind of alluding to what you were talking about, Kaz. Like you can't feel like you can't put too much pressure on the balloon when it's at the highest capacity, just because there's so much chances of it popping.
Yeah.
However, as the bubble gets smaller, you got to let it diffuse that emotion, diffuse it, have it sleep on it, just like Jason alluded to. Yeah. And for me, when it comes to like reasons of quitting, I want to see if my, like, is it because of you don't have the lack of passion or the purpose anymore in that said field, right? And you want to go another direction, or is the environment toxic for you? Like some people, it's not a great fit for them. Like that, it's just, I don't like the team. The chemistry is just making me a worse person. My mental health is bad, you know, et cetera. And then is it allowing my kid to grow? You know, is it serving my kid the higher purpose where he's going to keep evolving, or is this just wasting his time? And so I think, you know, from a parent standpoint, you can kind of visually see it in their demeanor and their body language and kind of figure out if it more than just them in a moment type fleeting moment, or is it actually a permanent thing? Like, man, I've been seeing this pattern for a long time. I think this is now to go ahead and call it quits. So, you know, it's interesting. And I love the takes that you guys mentioned about, you know, let the emotions diffuse a little bit and then asking them questions on, you know, where you at, you know, meeting them where they're at.
You know, Ken, you just remind me of three steps. I can't remember where I heard this from. If I made it up, it's been a long time. But the three steps are, so basically the way to remember it is you can't see what you need to do until you see first. So C is an acronym for sleep. What was it? It was sleep. Sleep, eat, exercise. S-E-E.
Gotcha.
So if you sleep,
I was thinking eat, of the other.
If you
C,
sleep, like I know, no, yeah, no. If you sleep, eat. If you sleep, eat, and exercise, and then come back to discuss a conversation, that's usually like a 24 hours type of a thing. So if it's a big thing you want to take in your life, you want to make a decision on, you're gonna have a higher probability of balancing out all your systems, all of your senses in your body by sleeping, eating, and exercising, then coming back to talk about that same thing again. And so I just remembered it by, like, you can't see what you need to do till you see first, sleep, eat, and exercise, which is one of those things we always know when we're hungry, we're not gonna be making good choices. Or if we're tired, we're not gonna be making good choices. Right, and if we're pent up with too much exercise, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes I gotta exercise my dog before I take him to the dog park, because he gets to the dog park, he's like too worked up. But if I throw the ball and run him first, he's like, okay, he can calm and be relaxed, right?
Right.
So anyways, just what you'd said made me think about that. It's been years since
that's cool. That I like acronym, that one, Kaz. That's too. Nice.
I literally can't remember. I'm like, did I learn this? Did I make it up? I can't remember. So if I'm plagiarizing someone, I apologize.
Let's say you made it up. Here. I love it.
And there you go. I made it up then.
Kaz made it.
I would say, you know, in terms of the exercise thing and all of that, you know, putting yourself in a different environment. So you could even add that as a third E.
Oh,
you
yes. know,
in terms of just like go outside into nature. If you've been like in the basketball court, or if you're out on the football field, you don't need to go throw the football around and get more frustrated. Maybe it's like you need to go see a movie inside, like just change the environment.
That exercise could be exercise or entertainment.
That's there. Oh, there you go. That's it. Yeah.
Maybe add a CEE. Sleep, exercise, E-E. Entertainment.
We need to copyright this, man.
Because the entertainment could definitely add laughter, and we all know what laughter does for us. Loosens everything up, gets you all looser. You're not all tightened.
I like that acronym. I like it.
C. All right. Nobody can brand it. We said it here.
I know.
CEE. Published. Yeah.
Wow.
No way you can see what you need to do until you see.
Yeah, you got to be.
Jason can sing it out.
Yeah, if I sing it.
Jace can make up a song like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Which artist is going to, which artist would, so yeah, that's a good question, Jason. What artist would you like imitate with that C? Like, you know.
That'd be a John Travolta back when he used to be able to fake sing well.
John Travolta, yeah.
Well, you can see by the way I use my
psychology.
That's it. Ooh, I see another keynote using C. Okay,
but back to what we're talking about. It is heartbreaking. Like you guys just noticed. Mm-hmm. Like if you see your kid down and out and they're sad, whatever. So as a parent, you're gonna want to come in. But like we talked about in last episode, if you just help them face it. People call it sit with someone where they're at. Be present with them. If we want to use more common terminology, and this is something I was taught by my mentor a long time ago, and this is something that's definitely not mine, something that he came up with, is that we got to first just face what we're feeling. It's like, I feel like I'm not good enough to play the sport. I feel like I want to quit. Okay, tell me more about the feelings I want to quit. And just let them go down. Don't be like, well, don't forget, if you quit, then you can't do this, you can't do that. Just kind of let them get it out. And then when they're done with it, just sit there with them. Like, oh man, like, jeez, yeah, that's a tough thing. Like, man, you've worked so hard on this. Yeah. And then when you get to the reality thing, it's like, however, knowing you, it's like, every time you've tried something and worked really hard at it and you let it go, it's eaten you up in the past. You know, it seems like, you know, maybe other people can just quit, but you're what's called a hard worker and you're motivated. So I don't know if it's going to be quitting is going to be so easy for you. Play that devil's advocate, poke at it a little bit, you know, like bring some reality to the situation, trying to convince our kids that their life will be full of failures and that they will make a huge mistake if they get in the habit of quitting now, usually isn't the best sales pitch for them to stop quitting.
That's right.
Because they're not thinking about their future 20, 30 years. They don't want to hear your sob stories, mom and dad, about the divorces you went through. And if you would have learned this, they're just sitting there going, okay, can we just hurry and finish this so I can go eat my mac and cheese? I just want to quit soccer. I didn't want to talk about, I didn't want to go into a life discussion about when I'm 35, even though I'm only 12. Mm-hmm. You know, usually that's not in their frame of reference. It's not where they're at that particular moment. So just as a parent, bringing it back to them, sitting with them, helping them face it, helping them replace it. And then if they still want to take action, they still want to quit, give them a little bit of that C. Give them, like, tell you what, like Jay said, sleep on it, eat on it. Let's go, you know, let's go watch a movie. Let's go grab some cookies. Let's do this. Let's do that. And then, let's go grab some cookies. Sorry, I just forgot to turn my phone. Let's do something more the entertainment, relaxing size, and then also throw in some exercise in there as well. Even if you're out in the back, maybe they're worrying about quitting soccer. Well, let's not even play soccer. Let's just go outside. You know, let's just go ride our bikes. Let's go on the trail. Go for a bike ride. Just something where they're moving, something where they're entertaining, something where they got their belly full and they got a good night's sleep.
Right.
And you know, I love the idea of the parent obviously giving suggestions, giving advice, etc., but listening at this moment is the most important. You know, being that open ear, being fully present, putting the phone away and being like, hey, let's just connect. Whether it's just like getting in the car and going for a drive and saying, hey, just talk to me. I'll just listen. I'm not going to give you advice. I'm just listening now.
And you guys, what Jason just said, everybody listen to this, that's so important that you do that, because one, your words are more profound and they carry more weight when you do eventually speak in that situation, because you've sat back and listened for so long, it's going to be easy to pick your shots, pick the moments you want to speak, pick the things you want to say. You don't have to do so much for them. And that's a big mistake that a lot of us parents do, is that we're so used to doing so much for our kids that we weren't told that now is the time we're supposed to do less for them. And so if doing less for them is one of the main important topics of this and roles of play, well, how do you do less for them with all the information of knowing what they should do? Well, that's a skill set in and of itself. That's a whole different talent. And the way you get good at that is you let them to have more time to talk without telling them what they should have done, should do, or should be scared of in the future. Kind of let them just sit with that and see how uncomfortable that feels. And, you know, quitting is something that they should feel uncomfortable about instead of just feeling it's an option. Because it is an option, but it's a very uncomfortable option. Now a lot of kids won't go back to school anymore because they're embarrassed to see their teammates. They go off and they get involved in other things that aren't good or healthy for them because, you know, those people will accept them because they don't have to try out for the team. They don't have to do anything special. I know a lot of kids that get caught up in, you know, little drug cliques and cliques of hanging out with kids who are doing, you know, shady stuff. And a lot of them have similar stories. A lot of them have the stories where I didn't feel like I was good enough in sports or in the social aspect to feel like I really had anything to do in there. So I just quit trying it all entirely. And I just went to the groups of people that accepted me without any questions. And unfortunately, some of the most accepting groups are the groups where all you got to do is do drugs and or dress a certain way, and then you're part of the club.
Wow, that's true.
Well, thank you guys. The message is still very clear. You guys, meaning our listeners, the teachers, the coaches, the parents are listening to this. You guys have the most influence over the kids. So if you're listening to this as a coach, you got a kid who wants to quit, this information is still helpful. As a parent, as a teacher, you're going to come across kids that want to quit. It's part of our job. Part of our job description is not to stop them from quitting, but to make it such a difficult decision for them because we're going to use reality. Mm-hmm. We're not going to double down. If they're mad, say, fine, I'm mad at you. Go ahead and quit. I don't care, because we're frustrated. Well, we need to get some sleep, some eat, some exercise, entertainment before we give advice like that as parents, because we get frustrated too. Sometimes we're like, fine, quit then. I don't care. I'm tired of convincing you that you need to do this. Well, you're not going to get that frustrated if you're doing less work, and you're going to be doing less work if your kids get to talk about it more. And if they talk about it more, that means you did a good job of helping them face it, replace it, and they can come up with a better plan, which hopefully means they don't quit or just give it a little bit longer of a run to try it. And then that way it's not a quitting. It's just a choice.
Right.
Boom.
Okay. All right, you guys. Well, thank you as always for following us here on the episodes. Hopefully you guys like those last three episodes where we talked about sports related questions for your kids. We'll be following those up with more back to school questions as back to school time is upon us. And until next time, you guys remember, if you ever just down, depressed, you know, not feeling good, just on your knees saying, man, what do I do? What do I do? Just remember, come talk to your OGs. Come listen to us and any other OGs you have in your life, not just us. There's lots of people out there that got great information. We're not the end all be all for helpful information for your kids. And until next time, you guys, be cool.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.